son. Where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
What's going on? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. Call the show, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me if you're old school, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into, but let me remind you, you can always listen to Hoppy Hour by searching Hoppy Radio on TuneIn, Spreaker, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, all the apps by searching Hoppy Radio.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Speaking of Amber Heard... What? Wait, who said Amber Heard? She is a repulsive person. 856-49-HOPPY.
The results of Ms. Heard's evaluation supported two diagnoses, borderline
diarrhea
personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder.
Yeah, she does seem like she would have borderline personality disorder.
Borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder.
A clinical and forensic psychologist hired by Johnny Depp's legal team is sharing her findings on Amber Heard's mental health. In court on Tuesday, clinical and forensic psychologist Dr. Shannon Curry testified that she believes Heard suffers from two personality disorders, borderline personality disorder and histrionic personality disorder. Curry, who had not treated Heard prior to her hiring and did not evaluate Depp, reached her conclusion after a 12-hour psychological evaluation of Heard over the course of 2 days last December.
God, spending 12 hours with that dirty, rotten idiot. Can you imagine having to be around her? She sounds like the absolute worst. I'm not saying Johnny Depp's any better. I ain't siding with Johnny Depp. I see everybody going, oh, team Johnny Depp. He's another dirtbag. He ain't cool either. All right, I've done enough fart humor for the next 10 years. I looked up fart soundboard. Why? Because Amber Heard took a shit in Johnny Depp's bed.
Amber. And after a review of the Aquaman actress's mental health records, Curry also testified that she concluded from her evaluation that Heard doesn't suffer from PTSD as she has claimed.
That's a little sketchy there. It's a little weird telling somebody how they feel. Oh, I'm a psychologist. I'm a psychiatrist. I know everything. I don't like Amber Heard. I don't think she's a good person. I don't think she's very attractive. Blah, 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 da, da, da. Like, she's hot, but she's not attractive. But let me tell you, you can't tell somebody if they have PTSD or not.
As a result of applying those protocols, what did you conclude?
Ms. Heard did not have PTSD, and there were also pretty significant indications that she was grossly exaggerating symptoms of PTSD when asked about them.
But how do you know how she feels? I'm not saying she's not the type of person that would over exaggerate things, but I'm also saying, how are you going to tell somebody how they feel?
Heard's team later cross-examined Dr. Curry, during which she was questioned about how her findings about Heard regarding borderline personality disorder did not align with another mental health professional who had treated the actress.
I feel like it's a fancy way of saying you're a sociopath. Like, it's like the cool thing. When you say you're a sociopath, everyone gets a little creeped out. But when you have BPD, borderline personality disorder, yeah, it's a little cooler.
Access Hollywood has reached out to Heard's team for comment on Curry's testimony.
She was too busy taking a shit.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you. This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop, over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. sign up for an appointment at richkbarber.com. But you gotta sign up ahead of time. You can't just show up, go, hey, how's it going? No. You got to manifest the haircut. And there might be a waiting list. You might have to wait a day or two at richkbarber.com. But trust me, you can go to those chain places that have beautiful women cutting hair. How $19.99? Or you can get a professional haircut. For all the info, because I saw, if you're listening on April 27th, 28th, he's got some openings next week. I'm going on Monday, so you better get there fast. richkbarber.com.
Happy hour. I got PhDs in 4 scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
It sounds like things are officially over for Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers.
Oh man, I just had my microphone off and it was the best I ever sounded. Get it? 856-49-HOPPY. Let me tell you, back to the point. Did anybody look at this relationship, or actually forget about this relationship with Woodley and Rodgers? Think about it. Have you ever looked at an Aaron Rodgers relationship and been like, oh yeah, that's going to test the time. It's going to go forever and ever.
E! News has exclusive new details about where the couple stands.
Probably done forever, right?
The two sparked reconciliation rumors when they were spotted together during multiple outings after their breakup in February.
Sometimes it's just kind of nice to make up with your ex. I haven't made up with the last one. I don't even want to look at her in the face. But my first girlfriend, Michelle, me and her went out drinking about 3 years ago, and she began insulting my job, and I remember that's why I dumped her. But it was good to make up with her, so maybe that's what Aaron Rodgers was doing, was just making up with her.
They even attended a wedding together.
Well, that sounds fun. Going to a wedding with Aaron Rodgers, oh, that's going to be a good time.
And it turns out there was hope for a reunion. An insider spills, quote, Shailene tried to give it another shot and was spending time with Aaron.
Yeah, it's the same thing, only it took me 3 hours with my first girlfriend and it took her some time.
But she quickly saw that everything was on his terms and nothing was going to change.
Kind of like how the Green Bay Packers use all their payroll on him and then cannot afford to bring in anybody. Yeah. It's almost like Aaron Rodgers is a me-first person.
The source adds, there was no reason to continue, and she's done with it again.
She must have just felt really dumb when she, like, kept going back to him, and then when she got burned the 90th time, she's like, I think this is not meant to be.
The actress and NFL star split back in February, nearly a year after Aaron first dropped the news of the engagement. Shailene also later confirmed it on the...
Well, that was weird, too. Wasn't it like he won the MVP or whatever? Or he was accepting some award. And then he's like, you know, everything going on in the season and then my engagement. And you're like, whoa, pump the brakes, bro.
Shailene also later confirmed it on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, yeah, we're all watching. I'm Jimmy Fallon. God, he's the worst.
Is that...
God, I hate him. You think I'm being obnoxious? Well, I am. But you think I'm being, like, false and not truthful when I tell you that he's always laughing because he knows that he's not that talented, but he's good-looking and... He's Jimmy Fallon, so he gets away with doing that. But if anybody else was the talk show host and laughed while talking, they couldn't pull it off.
Is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it.
And laugh, Jimmy.
Like, hey, we've been engaged for a while.
God, he's worse.
A while.
Cut to February 20th.
You hear that hand clap? That's the go-to move when he doesn't know what to say. That's his response. Best thing he's ever said.
Cut to February 2022, and things were looking very different. A source told E! News at the time of the split that Shailene and Aaron are two very different people.
Yeah, she seems like she's kind of with him for the clout. He was with her because she's got a vagina.
Second source did say that the couple remained supportive of one another and on good terms.
That means they're like, whatever.
Hopefully that's still the case and their friend...
Who cares? 856-49 Hoppy. I love when these celebrity news sites are like, we are so glad that they are doing so well. Like it has any impact on your life. I'm so glad. I was so worried, but now that I know that two people that I'll never meet are doing well, that's really good.
Harry Styles may be a sex symbol, but he hasn't always felt comfortable with that part of his life.
Yeah, I feel like he's got a lot of things he needs to open up about, and maybe this video will let us know.
The singer gets candid about his past issues with intimacy in Better Homes and Garden magazine, saying,
oh yeah, we all read that. Why wouldn't you just not go on, like, Call Me Daddy or something? Like, some Call Her Daddy or something, one of the podcasts that's popular. I'm gonna go on a magazine in 2022.
Intimacy in Better Homes and Garden magazine, saying, quote, for a long time, it felt like the only thing that was mine was my sex life.
Yeah.
I felt so ashamed about it, ashamed at the idea of people even knowing that I was having sex, let alone who with.
Did he like go to a boarding school or something? Or they taught him to wait till marriage? That sounds like Catholic guilt.
The One Direction alum also admits he felt pressure as a boy band member to maintain the perfect image while trying to date in the public eye. He explains, quote, at the time, there were still the kiss and tell things. Working out who I could trust was stressful.
Yeah, I feel like when you're in One Direction, it's gotta be a little hard on you, a little bad. Not like, you don't know who to trust, you don't know who to bang.
But I think I got to a place where I was like, why do I feel ashamed? I'm a 26-year-old man who's single. It's like, yes, I have sex.
Oh, that's good to know.
Since breaking out as a solo artist, there has been lots of interest in Harry's personal life, as well as speculation about his sexuality.
Well, I don't care what he identifies as, but when you're going around kind of dressing up like a woman and you're not saying like what you're completely into, there's going to be speculation. Well, one of the most famous singers ever hasn't officially said what his orientation is, and there's news sites that make money off of breaking news like that, and podcasts like mine to talk about it. Whoa. Oh, the pain of being a public figure. Tell me about it.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the best trainer in all the Bay Area, Devin Prasad. When you go to fitsagefitness.com and fit_sage_fitness on Instagram, when I tell you that he is the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. If you live within the Tampa Bay region, you can always work out with Devin by going to fitsagefitness.com to sign up. But if you don't live in the Bay Area, don't worry. Don't have a panic attack, even though you're missing out. You can do virtual workouts. You can make it happen, Captain. For all the info, fitsagefitness.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
For the flame, I'm having a nook fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my boy.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen. The most listened to radio show on the planet. And the other stations are tuned in too.
Ah, welcome back. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773, and I will be sure to play your voicemail on air. You can always send me a tweet at Ryan Hoppy Radio on Twitter. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
Let me tell you, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn. Yeah, I have a hard time with STs. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, Odyssey, Mixcloud, Deezer, all the platforms. Google Play Music. Search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and you can listen to Hoppy Hour anytime, anywhere. Your favorite talk show on the radio is in a commercial break. I'm here for you.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Megan Fox is clarifying those comments she made about drinking Machine Gun Kelly's blood. The Jennifer's Body alum was on the cover of Glamour UK for their April 2022 edition. And she spoke out to the publication about a post she shared on Instagram about her fiancé.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of things that Megan Fox has done and said that kind of make us wonder what the hell's going on with her.
Where she said they drink each other's blood, revealing just what she meant.
Yeah, what do you mean when you say I drink my boyfriend's blood? Explain!
So I guess to drink each other's blood might mislead people, or people are imagining us with goblets and we're like Game of Thrones drinking each other's blood. It's just a few drops, but yes, we do consume each other's blood on occasion for ritual purposes only, she told the publication.
Let me see here. So I guess to drink each other's blood, my mislead people are imagining us with goblets and we're like Game of Thrones. Megan, no one's really thinking about you, man. No one's going, oh, what is the amount of blood that Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox are actually drinking of each other? Oh, it's just a few drops. So, oh, man, I can now go on with my day forever and ever knowing that it's not like goblets, you know?
She told the publication. The Transformers alum continued, saying she is very into astrology and tarot.
Yeah, we can tell. I want to be into it. Like, I'm a Virgo or whatever. I want to be into it. I look at the Coast Star app every day, blah, 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 da, da, da. I'm into it, whatever. But it just feels like it's just mumbo jumbo to help you get through your day. Like, I want to believe that there's something to it. But then you have what's that asshole's name? Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is like, there is no God. There is no afterlife. There is absolutely nothing. When you die, your body is just ate by cockroaches, and that's the life after death. Like, he's one of those scientists that is so certain about it. And I'm not saying he's wrong or right, but I'm saying that guy is just pretentious. He is so pretentious. A pretentious person doing the show Cosmos, which was created by Seth MacFarlane. You're saying Seth MacFarlane would surround himself around pretentious people? Who would have thought? Just saying. 856-49-HOPPY. But I just, it's all nauseating.
But says that she is, quote, much more controlled, and that her thoughts are that they should shed a few drops of blood and each drink it.
Ah, man.
Whereas her fiancé is, quote, much more haphazard and hectic and chaotic, where he's willing to just cut his chest open with broken glass and be like, take my soul.
You are a suburban boy from Cleveland, Ohio, who rapped about being a wild boy with Waka Flocka. Get the fuck out of here with this. I'm so edgy. I stabbed my heart out. Well, I would too if I was from Cleveland, though, to be honest.
When asked if that actually does happen, Fox responded saying it doesn't not happen. Maybe not exactly like that, but a version of that has happened many times.
So you're exaggerating. Oh, yeah. Did you guys hear? I robbed the bank one time. No, actually, I didn't rob a bank. I took $20 out of my mom's wallet in 2007. Yeah, like, I've robbed people before. No, I just took money from my mom a few times. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're exaggerating.
The topic first came up when Megan announced the news back in January that her Bloody Valentine singer, Love, had popped the question, sharing a video on Instagram of the proposal, where she wrote in part, quote, "And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes." And
I get weird about that, too, where people are like, "I was reincarnated as a snake in the previous life and in the afterlife." Shut up. It's probably nothing before, nothing after. I'm not trying to be dark, but I hate when people, "I just was so certain that in my dream where my brain's really creative." Like, we don't ever give our brain enough credit. We want everything to be God or the universe. But no one ever goes, "Hey, that thing in the middle of my head is pretty creative." Like, do you ever think about how creative a brain is? Think about all the ideas and all the anxiety and all the crazy thoughts that go into your brain at all times, and none of it comes true. That's called fiction. That's called overthinking. You're pretty creative. You're pretty talented.
And then we drank each other's blood. Access spoke with Megan in June 2021 when she was promoting her horror flick, Till Death.
Oh, I saw that one. That movie was so good. Never heard of it. Email me. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at RyanHoppyRadio. I heard that Jennifer's Body is not a bad movie, but at the same time, I've heard it's an awful movie. Because she's obviously got experience in horror movies. It said horror. So, is this new one going to be a real thriller? Oh, she plays an anti-god. She plays a demonic witch.
June 2021.
I've seen enough of that in the sitcom known as The Nanny. Yeah!
When she was promoting her horror flick, Till Death.
Oh, what a creative name. Remember the sitcom from 2006 with Brad Garrett, Till Death? I'd rather watch that.
And at the time, she spoke out about her ideal date night.
Would you recommend this as a date night movie? I mean, it's a thriller. Some people are into that. Scary stuff.
Ask the fucking question. Jesus. I don't make it about me. This is my big moment. I work at Entertainment Tonight. And I finally getting a chance to interview someone big. So I'm going to ask them a question that goes on for 25 seconds. Blah, 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 da, 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 da. Oh, my God. Ask the fucking question.
About her ideal date night.
Would you recommend this as a date night movie? I mean, it's a thriller. Some people are into that. Scary stuff.
I love for date night. Mm-hmm. I love things that are like relationship or couples based, like Big Little Lies or The Undoing.
Oh God, I bet. Which I feel like every millennial girlfriend's doing it because my girlfriend's been doing it lately, but binge watching This Is Us. I can imagine MGK in the other room screaming into a pillow, "I'm so fucking edgy!" And then he goes in the other room and he's like, "What are you watching?" And she's like, "This Is Us."
Like, those things are so fun to watch.
The fat couple's so cute!
As a couple.
Even though they got a divorce in season 6, I looked it up.
Mm-hmm. Because you also are always like, are you capable of doing that? Would you do that to me? Exactly.
Nah, we had too much Mexican food tonight. The back door is closed. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of the back door.
Kim Kardashian is showing off her boyfriend, Pete Davidson, in new photos.
Oh, that's good. She's sharing pictures of somebody that we know very well. Oh, we couldn't go on in our life before. But now that there's pictures of Kim and Pete, oh, we can live. The hell out of here.
On Tuesday, the 41-year-old Skims founder shared a series of snaps with her man on Instagram from the Kardashians' red carpet premiere earlier this month.
It was weird. Last night, I was watching Trainwreck with my girlfriend because I was talking to her about how Amy Schumer was funny back in the day. Like, around 2011 was when she was really good, when she was a no-name and she was on the Opie and Anthony show. Look it up. She was funny then. And then my girlfriend proceeds to put on Trainwreck, which is an okay movie. It's whatever. And it's like background noise. And they showed Pete Davidson in the movie. And I was like, man, when I saw that in the theater 7 years ago at a movie premiere, name drop, who would have thought that he'd be banging Kim Kardashian?
The pigs give a behind-the-scenes look at the businesswoman at the premiere of her family's new Hulu reality show. And also gave a glimpse at how courteous Pete is. In one snap, the Saturday Night Live comedian is seen standing next to her car door. And in another snap, he holds her hand as they walk towards the carpet.
Whoa! Whoa! No way! You're telling me that a boyfriend held his girlfriend's hand and then put his arm around her? I mean, that is some breaking news if I've ever heard it. A boyfriend holding his girlfriend's hand? We got breaking news here at Happy Hour. Maybe it's breaking news because it's the first time Kim's ever been in an actual affectionate relationship. Maybe that's the angle. Maybe that's what I'm overlooking.
And it appeared to be a fun night for the pair.
It appeared to be.
After the event, they went out for a, quote, late-night snack at a Los Angeles restaurant. The reality star...
Was that before or after the blowjob?
...our previously shared loved-up pics of the pair grabbing a bite, and in one snap, Pete is seen kissing her cheek.
Oh, wow!
Kim and Pete first sparked dating rumors in October, but went Instagram official in March.
Oh, that's good. It ain't official until you post about it.
The KKW beauty founder wasn't only posting pictures with her man on Tuesday. She was also shutting down rumors that she photoshopped her belly button out of recent pictures.
Oh, well, Kim. She did. It wasn't there. Hey, belly button, did you take the day off? Where'd you go?
Kim posted the pics in question on her Instagram on Sunday. In the photo, she rocks a Skims bra and high-waisted underwear over baggy sweatpants, but some critics accused her of airbrushing the pictures to edit her belly button out.
Well, I mean, sounds like something they would do. I mean, Chloe literally airbrushed her whole life.
But she quickly shut down that speculation on her Instagram story on Tuesday.
By showing a picture?
Sharing a screenshot of a headline that read, Kim Kardashian accused of yet another Photoshop fail on Instagram.
I don't care anymore, man. 856-49 Hoppy. Now more spicy news going on within the Kardashian clan.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
This is the goodness here.
The Kardashian-Jenner family has reportedly asked the Los Angeles Superior Court to dismiss Blac Chyna's economic and emotional distress claims in her lawsuit against them.
Yeah, I imagine going up against the Kardashians in court doesn't really work that long. It doesn't take you that far in the long haul, is what I'm trying to say. You could take the Kardashians to court or whatever, or have one or two sessions within the courtroom, but you're never going to win in the end against the Kardashians. You're never going to defeat them.
The family's attorney, Michael G. Rhodes, argued that China has offered, quote, no documentary evidence, economic analysis, or expert testimony support her claims, according to court docs obtained.
It's almost like she's a talentless idiot.
By People. In the docs, Rhodes also argued that the 33-year-old former reality star offered no accounting to support her request for over $100 million in economic damage and $36 million for emotional distress.
Ah, whatever. Everybody should give a payment when they've had to hang out with you. Oh, she has emotionally hurt me. And the person goes, what's so bad about being around Blac Chyna? It's just everything. Everybody who's ever come into contact with this dummy should be paid.
Access Hollywood has reached out for comment.
I don't think they responded, right? That's how it usually works. The celebrity news video goes, we've reached out for comment and didn't hear back.
Over the past week, several of the famous family members have testified against Chyna and her alleged actions. Matriarch Kris Jenner claimed that she heard from her daughter Kylie and then boyfriend Tyga, who is also the father of Chyna's 9-year-old son, that Chyna had threatened to kill them and had been physically abusive towards the rapper.
Oh man, sounds like a good time. Sounds like a great family. Sounds like everything's going well for them.
When the 66-year-old mom of six was asked if the stories about Chyna's alleged threats and abuse caused her concern when Chyna started dating her son Rob in 2016, Kris said she put her concerns aside because she, quote, wanted my son to be happy.
That's why. Not because of the fact that you knew this would make for good reality TV. I was being a good mother.
I wanted a win for them.
No, you didn't. You wanted ratings, and you got it.
Kylie Jenner took the stand Monday and recalled times she felt threatened by her brother's ex through text messages.
I remember.
Why are we not getting any of this footage? Why the fuck are they showing Johnny Depp and Amber shitting the bed hurt all the time? And they don't show any of the Ghislaine Maxwell case or the Kardashian case. But we have to watch fucking Johnny Depp all day. God, the court is dumb.
One time, I woke up to some threatening texts. From what I remember, she sent me a bunch of devil emojis and said something about counting down the days to beat me, or I don't know what they meant.
I don't think you know what anything means, to be honest.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by the best radio station online. ZRadioLive.com on Odyssey and TuneIn by searching up Z Radio. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, it is
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
I'm just taking it as it comes. Every week is something new, and I'm just taking it.
Rihanna is taking all the headline-making drama she and boyfriend A$AP Rocky have been experiencing in the past few weeks in stride.
Yeah, they went from like not having any drama besides a few Twitter people that were like, she's pregnant, and they did manifest it and guess it. But there was never any official news about them. It was all speculation. And then within the last 2 weeks, it's like, boom, arrest, boom, pregnant, boom, cheating. You're like, whoa.
Following the rapper's recent arrest and cheating rumors, a source tells ET, quote, there was no question or hesitation that Rihanna would stand by A$AP Rocky. When she's in love with someone, she'll do anything for them.
Yeah, she sees that he's trying, man. She's just dating a douchebag billionaire and got beat up by Chris Brown. He ain't that bad. I banged a side chick and might go to jail for a year. Whatever.
The source adds, quote, it's been a rocky couple of weeks, no pun intended. First with the cheating rumors and then with the arrest.
Yeah.
But, quote, Rihanna hasn't wavered in her commitment and trust of A$AP Rocky.
You go, girl. Just wonder why in 5 years. Never mind. Never mind.
Quote, she loves him. He's family.
What are you enjoying about this journey with Ri right now?
Then I get to have sex with Rihanna.
Everything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
According to a previous source, the pregnant mogul and rapper were caught off guard when he was arrested on April 20th.
I think we all were, man. None of us were going out. Today is a day. A$AP Rocky's going to get some huge charges thrown at him.
For assault with a deadly weapon in connection with a November 2021 shooting.
Yeah. That was when they were really low key. You never know what's going on behind closed doors. You never know what somebody is doing in their personal life. You never know if somebody is a good person or if someone's facing criminal charges. You never know. 856-49-HOPPY.
He was later released on $550,000 bail.
Oh, yeah, I can afford that.
A$AP's recent arrest came less than a week after rumors started circulating that he cheated on Ri.
Circulating or circulating?
That he cheated on.
Let me hear this. I'm not one to critique someone's grammar, but.
Less than a week after rumors started circulating that he cheated.
Circulating.
Cheated on Ri. With shoe designer Amina Muwadi, who worked on a Fenty footwear collaboration. But Amina shot down those rumors with this tweet that reads, quote, I've always believed that an unfounded lie spread on social media doesn't deserve any response or clarification.
What's she gonna say? Oh yeah, it's true. I love when they go on to say how false it is. Like, if you're going on to say it's that false and you care that much, it's true.
Especially one that is so vile. I initially assumed that this fake gossip, fabricated with such malicious intent, would not be taken seriously.
No. Have you seen the internet? I'm pretty, so no one's going to talk about me. I'm entitled.
However, in the last 24 hours, I've been reminded that we live in a society that is so quick to speak on topics regardless of factual basis.
Oh, whatever, man. Shut up.
Shut up!
And that nothing is off limits.
Tell me about it.
I'm not gonna let that happen here.
Despite all the drama, the parents-to-be are still making time for date night.
Whatever. I don't care anymore. 856 499 Happy. It's 856-494. You know the rest.
Hey guys, it's Jason for Hollywood Life with your news and entertainment. Today, let's start off with Zendaya and Tom Holland.
Why?
Because the two were spotted holding hands and sneaking a little PDA as they strolled through Boston.
God, he seems like such an asshole. I don't know. He just gives me weird vibes, man. Not a fan. I don't think he needs my approval. I'm just telling you, not a fan.
As the lovebirds took in the sights, the Euphoria actress wore a chic light green-gray loose turtleneck and charcoal trousers.
Oh, she's so edgy. I bet they didn't stick out like a sore thumb. Look, we're really well dressed up in Massachusetts. Yeah.
As the handsome Spider-Man star also sported charcoal trousers with a lavender-hued t-shirt, adding a silver chain and sneakers. These two even make a stroll in the park look good. Switching gears to Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers.
We already heard. Let me skip over this. 856, a 49 hobby. Aaron Rodgers is overrated. A 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hopper Radio.
Break up with Aaron in February. Closing today with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck because an insider exclusively revealed to Hollywood Life how the engaged couple feels about having child together. The pair, of course, are happily in love and on the way to tying the knot, but as far as kids go, our insider said they do not want any new children.
Duh, they're like in their 50s. They'd be 80 when it's 25. Dumb reporting.
They are both past that part in their lives.
That makes sense. 856 49 Hoppy. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, man. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Life with your car general roundup, and let's start with a quick recap of Kim Kardashian's Easter holiday. Yesterday, the Skims founder shared an Instagram post with pictures of her and her family celebrating the holiday. And in one sweet snapshot, the mogul mom happily posed with her four children as they wore matching Easter-themed pajamas that had yellow baby chicks and decorated eggs on them.
She would celebrate a religious holiday. She does know how to say, oh God.
Other pics in the post showed Kim's mom, Kris Jenner, smiling and posing with some of her grandchildren, as well as Kim's kids and her nieces and nephews breaking open large chocolate eggs that had their names on them.
Oh, wow. They're like us. Only they got fatter asses and sex tapes.
To see all the Easter photos, head over to HollywoodLife.com.
Oh, we'll be sure to look at that.
Staying on Kim Kardashian, though, let's check in on her boo, Pete Davidson. These two are expected to attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner this weekend. And
that's going to be hilarious.
Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that the Saturday Night Live star is excited and so honored to be by her side this week.
It's got to be weird. I bet Pete Davidson looks himself in the mirror and is just like, you've banged every hot chick in Hollywood. Now you've wiped down Kim Kardashian and you're taking her to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Yeah. I really hope they go in on Joe Biden there.
Now, for those of you who might not know, this will be the first time the White House has hosted the highly anticipated dinner in 2 years due to the COVID pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to Pete and Kim, comedian and television host Trevor Noah will be at the dinner and is set to roast President Joe Biden.
Oh, God, no. No, no. I'm sick of him. He's going to give the most softball answers ever. It's not fair.
Trevor was also in the headlines recently for his feud with Kanye West. So.
Of course he was. He was like trying to tell Kanye what to do. Focus on yourself. You're a... Oh, God. I don't hate him. When I'm watching South Park on Comedy Central, I don't need to see those awful promos. I'm not watching it. No one's watching it.
So I'm interested to see how this will go.
It's not going to be funny. It's going to be safe. He's going to protect the honor of Joe Biden.
Will you be watching?
No.
Let us know in the comments. All right. And now on to an update on the $100 million defamation trial.
Yeah, we already heard about that. Black China's a bitch. Oh, what a surprise. She seems like such an angel.
Hey, it's Jason for Hollywood Life with your music roundup, starting with Camila Cabello.
Yes.
Yesterday, the singer took to Instagram to share that her latest single, Bam Bam, featuring Ed Sheeran, reached number 5 on the Billboard Global charts this week.
All I gotta do is sample songs by artists that are more talented than me, and then I get popular.
In celebration of this,
because I'm a hack,
Camila posted a bikini photo where she is half into the pool, leaning over the edge to show off the backside of her two-piece swimsuit. The
thong
bikini featured a leopard print design, and the singer completed her summery ensemble with a baseball cap, sunglasses, and some gold necklaces.
She's so relatable. We bow down to your greatness.
To see the photo, head on over to HollywoodLife.com.
Man, they're really promoting that website.
Moving on to Billie Eilish.
Why? I'm so grumpy. I'm Billie Eilish. My brother created me. Blah, 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 blah.
In our Coachella performance, this weekend the singer headlined her second show for the festival, and let's just say this time she had another bizarre moment while on stage.
But Billie Eilish, everything that surrounds me, happens to me, is so ironic. 856-49-HAPPY. There's a lot happening here. What's going on? So my girlfriend ordered food, and I'm recording in my apartment, ranting. It's a weird life.
During her performance, Billie apparently tripped, fell on her face, and ate shit, as she would call it. But luckily, no one saw her do it. Now, this incident comes after her performance last week where she awkwardly apologized to the crowd for not being Beyonce, who headlined Coachella as well back in 2018.
That's weird, man. It's like you're comparing yourself to others.
I guess if you do go to a Billie Eilish show, you never know what you might get.
What, you being awkward?
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour will be right back.
So a lot just happened. So I gotta tell you guys before I get into the live read that I record this show. I know it sounds like I'm recording it in a fancy room, but it's in my apartment. I got this board. My good friend Stroke Maestro from That Damn Show on 98 Rock in Sacramento. I love words to begin with ST. I totally don't have a speech impediment. He bought me this board like 2 years ago, the beginning of the pandemic. And I'm recording it at my nice apartment. And my girlfriend, she was, we're on the third floor. And I record in the living room. And my girlfriend told me the other day there were two potheads that you could hear me clearly outside. And the potheads were like, oh, it's a dude doing a podcast again. So all my neighbors know who I am, I guess. 856-49-HOPPY. But the best part was my girlfriend ordered Chinese food from China One in St. Pete, one of the 9 locations. And I could hear like at the door. And I thought that was like my cat or whatever. And she said he looked very confused because he's hearing a talk show while a beautiful woman answers the door to get food. It's just my life.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. 2800 22nd Street North in Edson, St. Petersburg. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! He never moves back. And he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
right now onto Bad Baby. Yesterday,
it's weird talking about her. She was born in 2003. It makes me ill.
The rapper responded to those who...
Yeah, she's a rapper. God, they grow up so fast. Only 5 years ago, she was saying, "Cash me outside, how about that?"
Now onto Bad Baby. Yesterday, the rapper responded to those who doubted her recent claim that she made $50 million on OnlyFans.
And she ain't doing anything exciting either.
Bad Baby took to Instagram to show an alleged screenshot of her earnings from the platform, which...
I made $50 million off of my daddy issues. Woohoo!
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
All right, next up, The Batman. More good news from yesterday's CinemaCon event. Warner Brothers also confirming Robert Pattinson and director Matt Reeves will be back for a Batman sequel.
So, like, you know when you go to a movie and there's really, like, you go to a movie theater and there's nowhere you can go, so you have to watch it and the movie flies by? I've been, like, wanting to watch The Batman on HBO Max, and I look at it and it's, like, 2 hours and 57 minutes, and I'm like, oh, my God.
No release date or any further details have been announced, but things are looking good for the Gotham duo.
Yeah, they're probably going to make another one. It wasn't like this one was really popular. I love all the Gen Xers. Robert Pattinson. Shut up. You like the movie.
In March, the latest chapter of the Caped Crusader opened with the second biggest box office weekend since the pandemic started.
I hate when they say that. Oh, it's the biggest opening since 2020. Yeah, $5 would have been the biggest opening too.
I wanted to see it 4 times.
18 times.
Oh, whatever, guys. You guys are so close and just all together. You guys work at Good Morning America. Your banter is so genuine. You guys are so close. 856 49 Happy.
This morning, a new study shedding light on how many Americans, particularly women, are not making enough money to support their families.
Particularly women.
All of these things impact how healthy we are.
Duh.
And our well-being.
The study released overnight by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute.
Oh, that sounds like a fun job.
Shows the wage many people earn does not nearly cover the amount needed for basic necessities.
Duh.
Researchers found a typical household with one...
Oh, but why don't millennials have houses? You talk to all these boomers. Hey, the key to life is getting a full-time job with a 401k, social security, and a nice house. Yeah, 40 years ago before you guys fucking ruined the economy, dummies.
One adult and two kids needs to make $35.80 an hour to cover food, housing, health care, and child care costs.
Yeah, I don't envy any millennials or Gen Zs that had kids. Nope.
Yet the federal minimum wage...
Oh, you guys are having kids in your 20s. Man, sounds fun.
Yet the federal minimum wage is a far lower $7.25 an hour.
So you need to make 5 times more to live by. This isn't a thank you, Joe Biden. This isn't a thank you, Trump. This is a thank you to everybody in Washington, D.C. I hope every single one of you scumbags go fuck yourself. One more time. Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all those dummies. Go fuck yourself.
In some places, it would take a 200% increase for the average wage to meet the living wage.
And even then, if it's like 40,000, it means whatever. Ah, we're doomed. Oh, but America's so great. We're awesome.
Whoa, happy Hot Topic.
U.S. is rising at the fastest pace in decades.
In fact, some housing market experts say rent increases and housing shortages will only likely continue to get worse in the...
Yeah, because everybody's like, I don't even know, man. It's just, I was driving down U.S. 19 today with my girlfriend and like, I almost got into like 12 car crashes because no one knew how to drive. And I was just like, I was looking at the news getting ready. I'm like, our planet just needs to blow up. Like, we need to just say goodbye and just be gone. We don't deserve this planet. This planet deserves better.
In the coming months, according to the Washington Post, rent increased 11.3% nationwide in 2021.
Yeah, we were at another apartment in this complex, and me and my girlfriend had to move across the complex so that they can renovate it. We're putting in new counters that we got for $5. Oh, we're renovating it. Yeah.
And that number,
and we're going to make you pay more.
Number continues to grow this year.
And be complete. See you next Tuesdays, where it's impossible to reach us if there's any problems. But when everything's good, we'll reach out to you really quickly. And then we wonder, never mind.
despite the hike is impacting cities across the U.S.
Do you have any awful memories or current things of being at apartments? Leave me a voicemail. Tell me about it. 856-49-HOPPY.
Baltimore County has seen a more than 16% increase in rent since 2019.
Well, that's just not right. Baltimore going up. I mean, I'm rooting for Baltimore or whatever. I don't want a city to be crappy. But you know things are bad when living in Baltimore went up 11%. Say that out loud to yourself. Baltimore, Maryland, the home of The Wire, which everybody that's ever from Baltimore tells me it's spot on. So if you watch The Wire, you know it's a crappy city. When the cost of living goes up in Baltimore, man, we got a little bit of a problem.
Twitter says it saw a huge number of account closures following news that billionaire Elon Musk was buying the company.
No, all the mean people from Twitter left because Elon Musk bought it. No! And I will say this very casually and very politely, but you can go fuck yourself and I'll never come back.
The social media giant said yesterday that, quote, the fluctuations in follower counts came from organic deactivations.
Yeah, it wasn't like when they got rid of the spam accounts. I think Elon Musk would be really cool if everybody, I'm not saying it had to be verified on Twitter, but if you could only have like one account for your IP address, whatever it is. I'm not very technological at all. I'm good enough, but what I'm saying is Timmy Tom 1234 from Largo telling me I fucking suck. Maybe it's Timothy Murphy. I'm sorry, Timothy Murphy in Largo. I've heard you're a good dude. I was just using that as an example. What I'm saying is if you made people have to at least verify who they are, yeah, I think a lot of the online bullying would go away.
Now, with some high-profile accounts...
Oh, we're a huge family! Even though we're nice to most of the people. But we're such a family on there on Twitter. We're such a family of people that care about each other. Oh, but let's rip into a few people because we're such a family. Actually, it does sound like family.
It's lost thousands of followers. Other accounts on the political right actually saw their follower accounts skyrocket.
Oh, yeah. Because we're such a family. 856... 49 Hoppy.
Did Kim Kardashian hack mom Kris Jenner's Twitter account?
Be the most unique thing to ever happen to Kris Jenner's Twitter. The most genuine thing.
Her sister seemed to think so. The Skims founder had a cute but telling reaction when Kris declared her apparent preference for Kim out of all her kids, tweeting this week, "I love my daughter Kim the most. She's just the cutest and sweetest."
I love how that's like their version of a prank. Ha ha.
Kim played coy, but clearly loved the shout.
I remember one time I left my Twitter open. I forgot to unlock my Twitter like a year ago. And a cat named Mo tweeted, "I love to take giant shits." And I'm like, why is that the most liked tweet? It's annoying.
Shout out, responding, "Oh, mom, stop. I'm blushing." But not everyone was buying it. The exchange came off a bit suspicious to the mom of four sisters, Kylie Jenner and Khloe Kardashian, who not so subtly hinted that Kris herself may not have been behind those kind words.
Yeah, I don't know. First of all, kind words and Kris Jenner don't really mix, so it definitely wasn't her.
With Kylie writing, "Obviously hacked."
Yeah, my mom being nice? Whoa.
And Khloe teasing that Kris simply made an innocent mistake.
Yeah. Shut up, Khloe.
Replying,
"You're the black sheep of the family.
You spelled Khloe wrong." Kylie and Khloe may be onto something. Kris kicked off her love fest for Kim earlier in the day with a bold statement that did seem out of character for the powerhouse momager, writing, "Kim is just so smart. Everything I know, so learned from her."
Yeah, this is adorable. I like this.
Kim didn't seem to think anything was amiss, of course.
Wait, no. Why is nobody talking about this? Everyone's saying, did Kim Kardashian hack Kris Jenner's Twitter? Did Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian hack Kris Jenner's Twitter? Because it seems like something Pete would do.
Weighing in with, "You are just so nice today, Mom. I didn't even know you had Twitter, but what a nice surprise to see how you feel about me."
This was at least Pete Davidson's idea. I like this. You don't see Kanye West coming up with this. He's off the grid, grid. Even though I explained my family. But besides that, I'm off the grid. You have not heard about him recently. I will give him credit for that.
"We think we know what's really going on here, Kim." The Kardashian-Jenner family is never shy about having fun and sharing their true feelings.
I know, we saw Ray J do that.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about WestchasePrinting.com, West Chase Printing, and DJ Tone Tampa on Instagram. Posters, business cards, yard signs, t-shirts, banners like I have here in the Happy Hour Megaplex. All that can happen at WestchasePrinting.com. And if you were to have gone there and not heard this and not used the keyword happy hour at checkout and on the invoice, you were going to get a good deal anyway because it's the best printing company in the whole wide universe. But when you name drop happy hour, oh, you're going to get hooked up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, hey, hey, it's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Board. Board.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah, 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Adon Mendoza is the sheriff of Santa Fe County. He's with us now. Sheriff, good morning to you, sir.
This is about the Rush shooting.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sheriff, this was a lot of evidence that was released. It was videos. It was interrogations. There were text messages. It was a lot of evidence. What was your intention in releasing all of this information at this point?
Because they're sick and tired of Alec Baldwin getting away with it.
Well, I think the main point is that it was a public records request that we are required to release the information.
He's like, can you just not release it? I'm like, Baldwin.
But it was also an attempt to be transparent in the investigation.
Were you under an obligation to release it right now?
Not right now. There is time frames that we're subject to and release the information. When we do get a public records request, it took us some time.
Yeah.
As you can see, it's a tremendous amount of information. So it took us some time to put it together.
Yeah.
And we tried to release it as soon as we had it.
You know, they wanted to make sure they had all the evidence, that they didn't like leave the one thing out. Because it was infuriating. Alec Baldwin got interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, that liberal asshole who literally moderated a Hillary Clinton debate, even though he worked with the Clintons. He's such a see you next Tuesday. I despise that man more than anything. And I don't vote, so I don't care. I just think he is just so fake and so smarmy. Like, if you looked up the definition of smarmy, his dumb face would show up. And that guy was a sex symbol. Oh, man, the 90s was weird. But what I'm saying is they had George and Alec interview where he's like, I didn't shoot the gun, someone else did. And I love how the cops are like, no, that's not what happened.
Everything together, and we had an avenue to release the information.
There is a lot of evidence here, as mentioned by Hoda. And I know you are...
Hoda.
...awaiting further evidence to determine whether criminal charges could be filed here. But, you know, there's a spectrum. There's sloppiness on a movie set that leads to a terrible, tragic accident.
A movie that probably shouldn't have even been made.
And then there is negligence that rises to the level of criminal negligence. Where on the spectrum do you see this leading right now?
Where on the spectrum? I think Alec has got a little bit of the burgers.
Now, given the tremendous amount of evidence you have and your experience.
Well, I think that that's going to be up to the district attorney to review all the evidence that's provided. The investigative case right now is 200 plus pages, so there is a lot of information.
It's a lot.
We're still waiting on the forensics from the FBI crime lab,
yeah,
along with the final report from the Office of the Medical Investigator, and there's a few things.
Makes sense.
That we have to shore up with the investigation. So it's hard to determine right now the route that the case is going to go. I've said this before. I think there was complacency on the set.
Duh! movie's called Rust. It's not like you're coming out with high energy movie. When you have a movie called Rust and you got an actor who's a part of the AARP club who hasn't really been relevant in about 5 years unless he was impersonating a president that was very easy to impersonate. Yeah, I'm not surprised the movie was called Rust.
There was disorganization and a degree of negligence, whether that...
A sociopath being disorganized? Whoa!
...rises to a criminal level, that'll be up to the district attorney.
Well, one thing is clear. Alec Baldwin himself said in an interview that he does not feel responsible for what happened on that set.
Let's see what this cop says, because his face just kind of started really frowning when Hoda brought this up. Oh, Hoda!
What do you make of that statement?
Well, I think whether he's responsible or not will be up to the district attorney's office.
The key issue here is how live ammunition got onto that set. You have a tremendous amount of evidence.
Well, you have that dumb millennial idiot. She's like, she went on like a podcast and her father's like the Michael Jordan, like the all-time great of that job she had on set. Like he's like the like legend of it. And she's like, I don't know. I shouldn't be doing this job, but I got it because of my father. And then somebody dies like a month later. Yeah, karma, bitch. Not that I wanted that to happen, but you know what I'm saying.
Here, do you have an answer now as to how live ammunition got onto a movie set when it should have never been there in the first place?
Well, that was one of the key things that we were looking into. But right now, no one's come forward and admitted to bringing the live rounds onto the movie set.
Yeah, someone's not speaking.
There was information from text messages that was concerning based on the fact that live ammo was spoke about and was possibly used on a prior movie set. But that was just a few months before the Rust movie set and production began. So that is...
So, seems like everything's going well there.
It's concerning.
You mentioned that it will be up to the district attorney to determine whether there are criminal charges. Let me put it to you this way. Is there anything in this evidence that suggests to you that you could rule out criminal charges at this point?
I think that's too early to tell. Again, one of the key things that we're waiting for is the forensics on the firearm and the munitions and the latent print and DNA analysis from the FBI crime lab. That's a key component.
All right, so... He'll probably get away with it, and it's whatever, man.
Now to that frightening scene on a South Carolina Little League field. Gunfire sending the young players and their families ducking, running for cover. Now authorities are offering a reward for information leading to an arrest.
Yeah, hopefully someone speaks up.
Eva Pilgrim has the latest.
Can you imagine if this happened in 2012? If you had announced there was a shooting at a Little League game, everybody would have been talking about it. Now we're like, ah, whatever. It's really sad.
This morning,
and the kids are like not sure what to do.
South Carolina police are searching for the gunman who interrupted this Little League baseball game with a barrage of gunfire.
You know what should happen? An eye for an eye. Man. Just saying, there's really no point to have that person around. You ain't adding much.
Silas Ledbetter, just 8 years old, was on the mound when the shots rang out.
I got down, and then I already called my mom.
His dad, Blake Ferguson, recording the game, his camera still rolling as terrified young players and their coaches dive to the ground for safety.
And the hardest part is getting home, and the kids are still scared, and we're trying to say, hey, you're safe here. They are scared to use the bathroom by themselves. Kaiser,
I hope they find this fucking scumbag that did this.
5-year-old wouldn't stop crying, and I'm like, Kaiser, why are you crying? Like, I will protect you.
Okay, I get that, but the dad seems a little impatient. You were just at a shooting at your baseball game, but you're home now. Why aren't you crying? Why are you crying? That's not really something you want to tell somebody. It's like telling like your girlfriend when she's on the period, can you be nicer? Can you just behave? Like, no.
I'm going to say, hey, you're safe here.
You're safe here. You're 8 years old and you were born in 2014. Heaven forbid you have a hard time processing a shooting. His dad sounds like a tool and his name is Blake. Makes sense.
Scared to use the bathroom by themselves. Kaiser, our 5-year-old, wouldn't stop crying. And I'm like, Kaiser, why are you crying? Like,
guys, why are you crying? I have to be up in the morning. Shut up.
I will protect you. We're in our neighborhood. It's safe. Our doors are locked. I'll protect you. And so I'm just hoping the trauma and the fear doesn't carry on.
Officials say just before 9 p.m. Monday night, a group not connected to the game on the field began shooting in the parking lot. No one was injured. Police arrived within minutes, finding three guns, but no signs of the suspects.
What if it was like Tommy Egan?
They came in.
You have to watch Power to get that.
The secluded area to carry out a fight that started somewhere else.
If you were to tell me what does a governor from a town in South Carolina sound like, this is pretty spot on.
The suspects.
Like this, literally this man talking. Because North Carolina, they talk proper and adorable. Their southern accent. But South Carolina? Yeah.
They came into a secluded area.
Yeah.
To carry out a fight that started somewhere else.
Doesn't this guy sound like his name would be Keith Summey? That's his name. And he just sounds like a Keith Summey.
And ended up shooting at each other. It destroyed the hearts of a lot of people. When you see children diving on the ground out here playing baseball, it's not going to be tolerated.
I think this tomorrow when I'm doing the Mike Calta after show. But first, I got to board out to Mike Calta show first. Because I get really excited when I get to do the after show, but I make sure that's like the last thing I do. Like, I got to make sure the Bone Bonus plays, get all the commercials in, what, and do Sporkle. What I'm saying to you is I don't go in going, oh, I don't care about the show. I'm going to make it about me. No, I make it about Mike Calta first, but I am saying tomorrow on the after show, I am going to do a poll today, which my program director, John Brennan, gave me the idea. And it's going to be, are we desensitized to shootings? And that should get a lot of calls because I got an hour to fill there. And I have to kind of change my show a little bit for the Bone. I can't be talking about like all the celebrities because then it's like, oh, I don't care about this. Go back to Galvin's News. I'm like, okay, man.
Supreme Court justices heard arguments today in a case focused on the role of religion in public life. It involves a high school football coach who was suspended for praying on the field after games.
I don't know, like, I just find religious people lately to be annoying. And it's not that I didn't find them annoying before, but I just, oh God, they're just, I think religious millennials are just the worst. I'm not saying religious Gen Xers or baby boomers are any better, but religious millennials, ugh. Like that one pretty looking pretty boy on TikTok that does all the religious humor. It's like, dude, God's not real.
ABC's senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer has been following the case and joins us with more.
And if he is real, and this whole time I had sex before marriage, da, 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 and I broke all the rules, we'll all burn in the pits of hell. I mean, I do work in radio.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
I just realize I didn't even finish the video as the Supreme Court hears about a football coach that prays. I would pray too if I was a football coach. I don't even know what that means. This following segment was brought to you by quadpod.com, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy, the best podcast network around.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And if you send me something mean, I'll block you. You fucking see you next Tuesday.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
It is not even May, but summer travel is already heating up. Pent-up demand.
Oh, I like how they use that. That is the most news reporter thing ever. Summer travel heating up.
It is not even May, but summer travel is already heating up. Pent-up demand from the pandemic and easing travel restrictions have led to an increase in summer flight bookings. But now a huge spike in fares has made many wary of spending so much to go on vacation. Let's take a look at summer travel by the numbers. $8.8 billion. That's how much travelers spent on online domestic bookings in March.
That's a lot of money.
According to the Adobe Digital Economy Index, that's a 28% increase from the same time in 2019.
God, stop. I'm tired. I'm tired of a lot of things, but I'm very tired of the media going, it's an increase since the beginning of COVID. It's like being homeless and then becoming a millionaire. And you're like, well, I had $0. And of course you're going to have an increase. You had nothing.
And it shows in fares, which have spiked 40% just since the beginning of the year. Still 85% of Americans plan to travel this season. That's
Yeah. My mom's coming in a week. Yeah. And my Uncle Kenny, who paid for my college and a lot of other things.
According to the latest figures from the U.S. Travel Association, but it won't be easy sailing or flying for that matter.
Oh, shut up. So what are we going to do? Not pay for the plane ticket? Oh, we're going to report on this for another 2 minutes about how plane prices are going up. What are you going to do? Walk? Get out of here.
Vice President Kamala Harris testing positive for COVID.
I love when you say her name wrong and then a liberal asshole is like, it's Kamala, not Kamala. She looks like a Kamala. Kamala Harris. I'm just saying, like, she doesn't really give me good vibes. I don't look at her and I go, oh, that's an angel. That's someone I want to wife down. I feel like if you're hooking up with Kamala Harris, you like put on like 3 condoms. We overlook this relationship she had with the mayor of San Francisco. Oh yeah. She never did anything. Always been an angel. She gives me really smarmy vibes. Like she'll take a selfie with you and then talk bad about you. Let me see here. Fact check. This is from Reuters. However you say it. Kamala Harris and Willie Brown had a relationship over a decade after he was separated from wife. Yeah. Post shared on Facebook showed Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris with former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown described the image as married 60-year-old man and his 29-year-old mistress Kamala. Although the photo appears to be authentic, he was separated from his wife at the time when him and Harris dated. Oh, yes. That's the same thing with Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth's marriage. I'm sure that the mayor of the fourth biggest city in America officially waited until he said, hey, honey, I'm separated, and then hit up Kamala on the beeper and was like, hey, do you want to hook up? I'm sure there was no, you know what I'm saying? Get the hell out of here. She was a side chick. She gives side chick energy.
Vice President Kamala Harris testing positive for COVID. The vice president was vaccinated and twice boosted.
Oh, but I thought that was going to work.
Tonight, what we're learning about her condition, we do know she is asymptomatic so far.
Oh, that's good.
And when was the last time?
Someone like her, you can't lose your taste.
First at...
If you know what I'm saying, it was a dirty joke. Oh, let's end this dumb show.
First at 5 to the electric celebration at the White House today. The Tampa Bay Lightning visiting our nation's capital to celebrate their back-to-back Stanley Cup championships with the president himself.
Good evening and welcome to ABC Action News at 5. I'm Jameson Euler. And
oh, whatever. They're going to talk about it for 2 minutes. Here is the moment that was the most Joe Biden moment of all time. But before I play that, I'm going to wrap up the show. You can listen to Hoppy Hour on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, Deezer, by searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, RyanHoppyRadio.com, Ryan Hoppy Radio on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Like Hoppy Hour on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter @RyanHoppyRadio. Like I said, this has been brought to you by AmirAcademy.com, RichKBarber.com, WestchaseParendi.com and FitzAgeFitness.com. You can listen to Hoppy Hour on QuadPod, QODPOD.com/RyanHoppy and Z Radio Live, which if you're listening right now, hi, you can leave me a voicemail, 856-49-HOPPY. And to explain politics and sports coming together in 2022. Here is the leader of the world. For people that don't know, the commissioner of the NHL is Gary Bettman. Now, what did our dumb president call him?
I want to thank Commissioner Gary Bettman and for being here as well. And yeah.
Actually, though, it makes sense. Joe has a point. I'd rather have Gary Bettman than Gary Bettman as president and commissioner of the NHL. Just saying, who would I rather have? Gary Bettman or Gary Bettman? I don't know. Sports doesn't matter.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over. Hoppy Hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.